Facebook page anytime. We're also on Twitter at NPR Montaigne, at NPR Inskeep, at NPR Green, and of course at Morning Edition. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Before we get rolling, a quick programming announcement. This morning is a USDA reporting day with a prospective planning report and a quarterly grain stocks report. We'll have special coverage on both of those this afternoon around 12:40. Stay tuned for that. In a highly anticipated announcement, the United States today is expected to offer a roughly 28% emissions cut as its contribution to a major global climate treaty. As part of the plan, known to climate negotiators as an intended nationally determined contribution, the U.S. will also assert that its contribution is both ambitious and fair. The national average retail price of diesel fuel fell by 4 cents to $2.82 a gallon in the week that ended on Monday. That price is $1.15 below a year earlier and the lowest since February 15, 2010. The price of regular gasoline on average fell by 9-tenths of a cent to $2.44 a gallon, and that price is $1.13 below a year ago level. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,821. It's down 39 points. The NASDAQ, 4360, down 12. The S&P 500, 2070, down 5.5 points.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL. Thank you. And from Busey, with more than 145 years of strength and service in our communities. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And here is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Warming soil temperatures will occur across the U.S. Midwest as we go forward through the next 3 days, and that will continue to contribute to a better opportunity for some field work and crop development to take place. The environment this morning is rather impressively warm in the lower parts of the Midwest. A lot of temperatures at this hour running in the upper 40s and 50s from portions of central and southern Illinois down to the Ohio River, and that includes areas to the east through central and southern portions of Indiana as well as a big part of Ohio. And further to the west, temperatures just slightly cooler with upper 30s and 40s noted earlier this morning. There's a lot of fog out there across the northern parts of the Midwest and the Great Lakes region. That's indicative of the upcoming warm-up that will take place. Well, the warming trend will raise soil temperatures across the region, and the opportunity for seed germination in early planted corn areas will eventually improve, and we're expecting to see a little bit of seed get pushed into the ground over the next couple of days while it's dry and while the forecast is for warmer conditions. However, the progress is expected to be quite limited simply because of the fact that there is still a lot of moisture in the ground in some areas, and there's a forecast for more of that to come, and it might not be worth the risk of putting some seed in the ground for fear that it might end up rotting before it gets a chance to germinate. But with that said, there's always that push for some early seeding at this time of the year, and I'm sure it will take place regardless of how moist it is across parts of the region. But aggressive planting will have to be delayed for a while because the ground will be rather wet for a bit. We do expect our first storm system of significance to begin impacting the region as we get out a little bit later this week. The storm will likely start off in some of the southwestern portions of the region, actually beginning also in parts of Iowa. This will take place as we go through the latter part of the day tomorrow and tomorrow night. The frontal system will work its way from west to east through a big part of the lower Midwest. This will include Wednesday night through Thursday, and then the frontal system will have a chance to intensify some of the thunderstorm activity near the Ohio River for a brief period as we go from Thursday into Friday. So some of the rainfall will become a little bit more significant during that time period, and this first wave of precipitation could leave behind moisture totals that might run anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to a couple of inches. We'll continue to monitor the situation rather closely. But it's not the only precipitation event that's expected to impact the lower parts of the Midwest. There will be another event that will show up as we move towards the early part of next week. That storm system will be separated from this one by only a 2 or 3 day period, limiting the amount of drying that will take place. The precipitation that occurs initially on Monday, though, will be somewhat light, with the storm system expected to move across the region, having a greater amount of focus on the northern portions of the Midwest and the Great Lakes region and upper portions of the Mississippi River Basin in particular. But when the system comes into the eastern portions of the Midwest, we'll see a new flare-up of thunderstorms occurring in the parts of the Delta, and it will likely advance from there into portions of Kentucky and also Tennessee. So areas south of the Ohio River may see another round of significant moisture as we move from Tuesday into Wednesday of next week. Well, the temperatures are going to cool down also as we get involved with these precipitation events, so the bottom line isn't all that conducive for widespread planting across the region. And we'll look for the high temperatures across the lower Midwest today and tomorrow to run mostly 60s and 70s. There might even be some temperatures over 80 degrees briefly on Thursday as we get involved with the warmest afternoon that we're going to see this week. Temperatures will turn cooler after that, falling back to the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest on Friday, and Saturday will only be a little bit warmer. Lowest temperatures at night will slip back into mostly the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Whether it's quickly approaching or many years away, Busey Wealth Management provides retirement solutions tailored to one's specific needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Futures are very, very quiet as we're counting down till 11 o'clock, and those highly anticipated prospective planting and quarterly grain stocks reports. Let's see how the market is trading. May hard red winter wheat, 575 1/4 down 1. Soft May, 525 3/4 down 4.5. May corn, 394 1/4 down 1/4. July, 402 down 1/2. December, 417 3/4 unchanged. May soybeans, 964 3/4 down 3. July, 969 down 3 3/4. November, 946 1/2 down 2 3/4. May soybean meal, 322.70 down 50. May soybean oil, 30.26 down 23. April live cattle, 162.35 down 15. April feeders, 218.30 down 32.5. And April lean hogs, 61.70, and they are up 40. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, are we going to get an explosion this morning at 11, do you think?
You just don't know. It depends on how high the acres are or how low, and also what they do with ending stocks. It has in the past done it, but it's come back after a very short period of time and went back with just the normal things of weather right now. I don't know how extreme it will be. If it's not very extreme, a lot of it probably is already in the market.
Well, that would be the case, and we will just have to wait and see. I would suppose that if you are needing to do some sales or catch-up sales, still time to get a couple of orders in above the market if you needed to.
Yeah, I mean, the report into 11, there's all kinds of advisories out there saying if you haven't got any sold or enough sold, put some things in above the market in case it is bullish to get going, to catch up.
And then after that, it's in weather's hands, and we will have to wait and see. I know down in the Delta, they're really itching to get going, and there's a talk that they may be able to get going soon.
They've got some things done, but they said all they need is one good week, and they would be caught up and ahead of normal.
Do Do they make a, let's see, it's already the 31st. At what point would they make a switch from corn to something else?
I do not know that number. I think that's individually based on what they're growing and what they have possibilities of growing in and how hot does it get, how quick for herding the corn.
How much old crop corn is still in the countryside?
A lot. More than normal.
Would you say more than 50% of the crop is still in farmers' hands?
I'd say it's close, but not quite.
Okay, so with that big of a long position out there and not in commercial hands, how far could corn actually then rally?
There's people talking in the mid-30s to the mid-50s. I don't know if we can get that high. You know, that 40 area has been a barrier. Really, the 30 area has been a barrier for a long time.
And I suppose the phones are going to go crazy today.
Well, they go crazy every day sometimes based on rumors and facts and who believes what.
Okay, Pete, thanks much.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 394 down a half, July, 402 down a half, December, 417 and a half, down three quarters. Go out to July of 16, it's 437 and three quarters, it's unchanged. May soybeans, 964 and a half, down three and a quarter. July, 969 and a half, down three and a quarter. November, 946 and a half, down two and three quarters. May soybean meal, 322.80, down 40. May soybean oil, 30.26, down 23. April live cattle, 162.30, down 20. April feeders, 218.25, down 37 and a half. And April lean hogs are 61.70, they are up 40. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.